is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the second hour of this program. You can, of course, bring up anything. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And the show's live 7 nights per week. Here with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And once again, freetalklive.com. The number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Still to come, the police shoot an autistic boy, and Allie is going to tell us about another kind of drinking age. We just had a call from some guys, if you're just now tuning in, some guys who were allegedly at a bowling alley recently when the cops came in to shake the place down and bust underage drinkers. Well, there may be a new drinking age coming soon if some lawmakers get their way. Allie will discuss that. But first, we go to Greg listening in Texas. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. About 10 years ago, there was some statistics that I ran across. In Texas, they passed an average, well, back then at least, an average of 900 new laws per year, which, although some of those laws are alterations to existing laws,
mm-hmm.
And I know several cops personally in the South Texas area, and I asked them, how do you know when you pull someone over, how do you know to pull someone over for a violation? And they said, well, we got a book in the car. And I said, well, do you drive around looking at the book? And it's like, well, no. It's like, if we pull someone over, we can look up in the book to see what laws they've broken.
Sure. Because they don't know what they all are, but certainly all the law-abiding citizens out there have sat down every single year and read all 900 or 700 or however many.
It's 40,000 in the United States.
Right. Everyone obviously takes time out of their year to sit down and enjoy a nice smoke or drink and sit back and read through all of the new legislation.
That's illegal now in some places.
To smoke and drink and read the law, you mean?
Just any of that.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah.
But no, of course not. Nobody reads this crap. How could they? It's almost completely unreadable if you've ever actually tried to read this stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's like reading a lawyer's contract. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's written by lawyers.
Oh, yeah. But there's no way anybody read all that many laws or legislature. It's an impossibility to actually interpret every single thing they pass.
It's true. It's humanly impossible to be able to digest all of the laws that are released, not only just in the U.S., but even within one's own state. It's an impossibility.
And what you're saying about there being, on average, 900 new laws created a year, I know you're saying it's like an old statistic, but I'm sure it's growing just because I don't know, in nature, government always grows. That's all it does, is just continues to grow. The idea of a limited government, while it's nice as it seems, it tends to grow, sort of like, you know, I don't necessarily like the analogy of a cancer, but yeah, it's sort of like an addiction.
Well, the thing is also, when they passed the handgun laws where we could have concealed carry, that's all we're allowed in Texas, and you have to pay, it's pretty expensive in Texas.
Hold on. In Texas, you can't open carry?
No.
Wow.
You cannot open carry.
Wow. I always kind of thought that Texas was a little more open-minded towards firearms, but I guess not, huh?
Yeah, but we're pretty much a conservative state, though, which is kind of odd living here. But the, I mean, after all, Bush is from here, so there's an example. But the,
so is Ron Paul.
The thing is, when they first passed the law allowing us to to conceal carry, if you get a license, go through all their stuff. The law says you can't carry a weapon into a place, even though it's concealed, that serves more than 51% of their business is alcohol. Well, number one, but they didn't clarify it. So basically, it was my opinion as to whether or not the bar and grill serves more hamburgers or beers. So then later on, about a year or two later, a guy got arrested for it. So they had to, because it was, I mean, you take your kids there like a bar and grill, you know, go get a, you know.
Sure.
Whatever. So
who stops it? Who stops when they enter into a restaurant and asks the one of the servers or the person at the door, the hostess, excuse me, what percentage of your sales is in alcohol? Who stops and does that? I need to determine whether or not to bring my gun in here.
Right. So they had to change. So they amended it, added onto it, which counted as a new law being passed, actually, through the legislature, where it was the responsibility of the establishment to post a sign within so many feet of their door. So when you walked up there, you knew whether or not a handgun was allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a lot of stores, just regular, like Walmart and grocery stores and all those, that will put a little sign on their door that says they don't allow weapons. But the problem is, if you actually go to the state's website, the sign has to be something like 3 feet by 2 feet tall with lettering at least.
That's a big sign.
So, yeah, and their intent is that if you're going to post it, you're going to make it obvious. And I think the legislature's also made it where you had to make a big enough sign where nobody would want to do it, so it wouldn't restrict us, actually. But so maybe they were thinking a little bit there.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him that much. I wouldn't give him that much credit. But Greg, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's mainly what it is. It's just how they're going to track anything. It's whatever they decide to pull up on.
Thanks, Greg. Then there's no shortage of laws out there. There's always something that you've broken. There's always some sort of law at any moment in your life that you're likely breaking. I don't know who figured it out, but what was it? The average American commits 3 felonies a day, or some claim like that.
I was talking to a friend of mine who she was having some trouble sleeping, and she had just had an operation or something like that. She was telling me a story about how she traded with another friend of hers. Some sleeping pills for some pain pills or something like that.
Prescriptions?
Like, yeah.
Felony.
Like a felony. That's a, felony.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I was talking with somebody the other day. They had taken a friend's Adderall or something like that, and that's a felony there. And it's just, this stuff happens all the time to everybody. I mean, everyone's adult enough to make these decisions. We're all mature enough to make decisions for ourselves, but the government says, no, you belong in a jail cell because you medicated yourself.
I mean, saying we're all mature enough to make decisions for ourselves may sound like you're saying that everyone makes mature decisions, and that's not necessarily true, but there's no way to keep people from making bad decisions for themselves, because that's the whole thing. It's for themselves. So you have to allow people to make bad decisions so they can learn. You can't force people to learn.
No, we must put them in a cage if they make a bad decision, because we have to make a bad decision worse. That's the way we do it in America, don't you understand, Ellie?
It's crazy.
I'm learning slowly.
Yeah.
How we do it in America.
That's what it's all about. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, if we intimidate them, scare them, put them in a cage, we'll just offer them a plea deal, and we'll let you out of the cage, little lady there. We'll talk about the young ladies that got busted for the underage drinking.
I know.
Hour.
We'll offer better plea deals to the ones with less melanin in their skin, too.
Because
this is documentable.
Oh, sure. Sure. So, yeah, we'll give you this plea deal, and you can get out of the jail cell if Mom and Dad come down and give us $700. How's that sound? Deal?
Deal.
Yeah. And, of course, that's another good reason to pick on college kids, right? Because Mommy and Dad are going to pick up the tab. You don't really have to.
Seems reasonably safe.
It's like, they're like basically cash cows walking around.
It's true in a lot of ways.
1-855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, still to come here, the drinking age for sugar. Allie, where is this coming from? Who is proposing it?
This is coming from a scientist, Robert Lustig. And
so it's not a politician, it's a scientist?
No, this is a scientist in quotations. I mean, he's a scientist, but he's mixing his science and his politics, and I don't appreciate it.
It sounds like he wants to be a politician with a proposal like this, a drinking age for sugar. We'll talk more about it in a moment here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, plus cops shoot an autistic boy. Oh, yeah, shoot and kill the autistic boy. We'll give you the details there as well. You can bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything. Toll-free number, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. This is what you should have been taught in civics class in high school, but not so much. Until you know all the rules about how to use the court, how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to object, all the different bases of objections. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. Download all the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flow charts, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. Use the free legal dictionary. Watch the free videos. Then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, be sure to use the pull-down menu. Let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so still to come, we'll get into the details on the soda, the proposed soda drinking age or sugar drinking age. But first, Seth is in Orlando. And Seth, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn, Allie and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Seth?
I was just, I listened to you guys for maybe years now. And love hearing, not really love, but, I'm always fascinated by all the police brutality stories. Hmm. And I was wondering, have you ever had a show where you gave, a serious discussion to, private policing? And how we can move towards, more equitability and, less immunity and accountability to our, to police, to the police?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can go over some of that stuff. I think a good resource for folks is The Market for Liberty, which I found to be a very enlightening book on this particular subject. It was the book that kind of turned me, if you will, because I still hadn't quite come around understanding how it is that we could have police without the government, this monopoly that we're used to from the government. I couldn't understand how it could work without them. And The Market for Liberty really helped open my eyes to that. I liked it so much. I talked to the publisher of it and was able to come to an agreement where they allowed me to turn it into an audio book. And we've been publishing that ever since for free over at book.freekeen.com or book.freetalklive.com. I think we'll take you there, too. And it's a great book. It really goes into the details of how private justice systems might work, so not just the police but also the courts. And the real trick is getting from here to there. I mean, I think we can all look at the issue of protection services and agree that if we didn't have a monopoly, we'd have better service. We'd have police becoming more accountable for their actions. If they arrest the wrong person, they'd be fully liable for that. If they hurt somebody that was completely unnecessary for them to hurt, they'd be held liable for those things. If they were actual companies who were being hired to provide a job or to provide services, and if they were companies that were being hired, then they wouldn't be out arresting people for peaceful things. They would actually be out protecting folks.
I think people
from violence.
Are scared of the idea of giving companies the power to arrest. And that is because
you already have bounty hunters today.
Indeed. I mean, bounty hunters essentially, once a warrant has been issued or whatever it is, they go at times. I mean, some bounty hunters just wait around for the cops to catch people and then collect. But, they'll go and they'll get somebody. Essentially, they do their own arrests.
I mean, we have private schools, and you can get vouchers for private schools. So would it be possible to have vouchers for private police for people who can't afford, maybe something like this, get a little bit of their tax money back?
Well, I don't know how, I don't know how well that proposal would fly over. Maybe it would be more of, a step in the right direction. Maybe people would be more likely to accept something like that. To me, it seems like vouchers confuse an issue and make it more complicated instead of less complicated. It would seem to me that the best step toward this process would be to make it so the funding of the current governments are completely voluntary, in which case then there's no immediate punishment for someone who decides, I don't like the way the police are behaving, I'm going to not pay them now. And instead they could take their money and invest it in some other sort of police organization that could come up. And as long as there's no monopoly on policing, then it would be fine for someone to start a competing policing agency or competing protection service provider, whatever you want to call them. But right now, if you do that, you may be considered a competing criminal gang, and they will probably put you in jail.
Wikipedia says some perceived disadvantages are the possibility of criminals setting up their own firms, misuse of surveillance devices, the proliferation of weapons, and
the criminals setting up their own firms is not going to fly, because as a customer you get to audit the companies that you do, that you're dealing with, and if you aren't satisfied with the company you're dealing with, or if word comes out that they're running some sort of a scam or whatever, they're done for. Whereas right now you do have criminals running the operation.
Right, and if we're all beholden to the same rules, then it's not like you could have criminals who are breaking the rules taking advantage of everyone, because if we're all beholden to the same rules, then that's not not going to fly. Whatever legal system would develop in a free society is not going to fly. And I think replacing police with whatever security people need isn't going to, it's not going to look anything like police now. It's, the tools would be totally different. They would be harm reduction as opposed to, like, escalating.
We'd have peace officers as opposed to these kind of drone-like law enforcement officers who, well, you know, constantly parroting lines like, well, I'm just doing my job, I'm just doing what I'm told. Instead, you'd have peace officers who come onto a scene, and instead of looking to take somebody away in handcuffs, look for ways to, as you say, de-escalate the situation, maybe separate people, get the person out of the situation, but not necessarily take them to a cage. So if you get a bar fight, for instance, a peace officer would show up, try to mediate it, and if it, you know, it seemed like these people needed to be separated for good, or if the bar said, get that guy out of here, they would remove the person from the premises and let them know, look, you don't come back here tonight. And
if they behave badly, then competition would drive them out of business, right? I mean, they'd have a bad reputation.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, there could be, like, entire societies where if you act a certain way, you are not welcome in, like, you know, this group. We only have security that goes so far, and so it requires everyone to act peacefully. So if you're going to act that way, then you need to go somewhere where there's higher security, or you're going to have to find someone that will take you. And probably the only place that will take you is somewhere that's going to have those kind of security measures so that they can keep an eye on you. And it could be kind of like a jail, but it wouldn't be the sadistic kind of jail that or prisons that we see now. It would be,
well, again, 'cause prisons,
customer service intensive.
Right, because prisons could be in competition as well for prisoners, and so therefore they could offer the best conditions to the prisoners, and the prisoners could, in theory, choose which jail they are held or which prison they are held. And again, I think that the only people who should be going to a cage are the people that are actual dangers to other human beings and, you know, unrepentant about it and unwilling to make good to their victims and those sorts of people. So there's so much that could be changed about the current system. Unfortunately, it's also the most difficult part to change because people have it in their minds, well, it's the way it's always been, so it must always be.
Right. But actually, police are relatively new. I mean, 1850s is when police forces were actually created. I mean, the first one was in London.
Wow. Seth, if you've got further questions or objections or the things you might like to be addressed on this issue, you're welcome to stick with us and bring it back. 855-453. I think it's a really important issue. It's one that really took me a while to grasp. When I first read The Market for Liberty, I didn't quite get it. I had to read through it a second time to really start to have the ideas stick. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can go to enjoy a variety of features. And we give them away so you don't have to pay a dime for the site. Though if you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you may do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use your Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, forum, podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
So we've been talking about, we'll get to the sugar thing here in a bit, but the sugar drinking age proposal. We've been talking about the police, and a gentleman called in just a moment ago, dropped off the line there during the break, but had some good questions about market policing, taking what we have today and getting away from this monopoly on police and moving towards a marketplace where we can actually choose the protection providers that are most valuable to us, where the marketplace decides what are the best services, what is it that we're looking for, what kind of protection services do we want. Well, that's what you'll get when the market is providing them, as opposed to this one-size-fits-all government system where people calling themselves legislators come up with laws basically designed to, you know, get them elected and make them look tough on crime, when all they're doing is really just destroying people's rights and hurting peaceful people, as we heard earlier with the young ladies being arrested at the bowling alley just for enjoying a beer at age 20. These are the sorts of things that wouldn't be happening in a society in which I would like to live. I would not want to have so-called protection services putting people in cages who have not harmed anyone else. And I think that I'm not alone in that particular viewpoint. I doubt very many 20-year-olds would also like to continue those laws as well. So there are a number of laws out there that are hurting peaceful people. And when the police are accountable for their actions, which they're not today, there's no accountability for the police today. It's all just, if there, it seems like there's accountability, it just means you haven't looked into it. It just means you haven't tried to hold them accountable.
I suppose there's, you know, some accountability, but it isn't sufficient accountability.
It's just not sufficient enough to change behavior.
Yeah. They're not responsible for their actions.
They know they can do anything, just almost anything, and get away with it, including murder. So, speaking of murder, let's take a look at this story.
Killing is in their job description to some extent. They'll often get in trouble for sexual, dalliances and that kind of thing. That's not in the job description, but killing is.
So let's look at the story about this boy that had autism, and I say had because he's been murdered by the police at this point. And think about, as you're hearing this story, think about how would this have been different had these police officers who'd responded to this call from the family, had they been actually hired by the family and were under some sort of an agreement, like some kind of a contract. Because when you hire a company, you're under usually an agreement of some sort. They're providing you a service. There's some sort of a service agreement, some kind of a contract that goes with that. With the police, you don't know what you're going to get. You call the police, some hothead might show up, or maybe you would get lucky and get somebody who's actually shows some sort of human compassion toward your son with autism.
You could very well get the very best cop in town that does a really great job. I mean, I've had good experiences with police that have responded to calls in the past for me.
Calumet City, Illinois. Police in Calumet City were defending their actions. Of course they were. Wednesday, after officers shot and killed a 15-year-old boy who has a form of autism after he threatened them with a knife. Stephon Watts' family said
that is not going to go well, man.
Suffered from Asperger's syndrome, a high-functioning form of autism and attention deficit disorder. As CBS 2's Susanna Song and WBBM News Radio Steve Miller report, they claimed the boy was only holding a butter knife. Police would describe it in their reports as a kitchen knife. The deadly encounter happened at the boy's home in Calumet City. Calumet City police.
You've got to have mental health issues if you're holding the butter knife on a cop.
Calumet City Police Chief Edward Gilmore said the boy cut a police officer through his shirt sleeve with the kitchen knife. He says, I think if they did everything they possibly could to avoid this. Really? We'll find out about that. It's unfortunate that he says...
I want to hear more about this. Yeah, I mean, I'm still on the fence, I'm afraid.
It's unfortunate, he says, that we had to get to this situation. As CBS 2's Suzanne Lemineau reports, Stephon's mother, Danieline Powell Watts, arrived at the police station in Calumet City on Wednesday shortly before police held a news conference to discuss the shooting. She was screaming, livid and inconsolable after her son was killed. She was furious that the officers used deadly force against her son this time rather than subduing him with a stun gun. She says, they shot my son, she yelled at officers as she was blocked from entering the police station. Every last one of you know my son has autism. Gilmore said police have been called to the home 10 times since 2010 to deal with the boy. Stephon's father called police again on Wednesday morning after the teen had become aggressive. Gilmore said, we tried to do everything, and this is the police chief. Says, we tried to do everything we could to keep him from being a victim, as he was an offender. He chose to be an offender, said Gilmore. The chief said police were called to the home to get Stephon under control, as they had been before, but that didn't work, he said. When he slashed the officer's arm, the officer felt his life was in jeopardy, and he had nothing else to do but to defend himself. Stephon's family said police have used a stun gun on him in the past. She said they didn't have to murder him. This is nothing but murder, and they shoot to kill. He had a butter knife, and my husband said that he lunged at the police officer. Stephon's uncle said the police had subdued his nephew with stun guns previously, saying they didn't have to shoot him. They could have tasered the child. He's only 14 years old. They could have tasered him like they did before, took him to the hospital, and he would have been fine, and that's what I want to know. Why couldn't they do that to him so he could still be breathing with us right now? Police chief said a stun gun wasn't used because the lead officer didn't have one. Five officers responding to the Watts home after Stephon's father called the police, according to Gilmore. Two entered the house, heading into the basement where they found Stephon, and one of those two officers did have a stun gun with him. But the other one didn't, and he was standing in front of the other guy, I guess, so let's shoot the kid to death. Unfortunately, today, when he slashed the officer's arm, the officer felt his life was in jeopardy. They already printed that
once. Do you have a picture of this knife?
No, they are not. That information has not been revealed at this point. So,
you know, I might, if this was my son that was killed, I might bring the knife that I'm calling a butter knife.
Well, presumably that knife would have been collected as evidence.
It's possible.
Both officers have been placed on paid administrative leave, and Dr. Louis Krauss, professor and section chief of child and adolescent psychiatry, questioned whether deadly force was really necessary. He said that with everything they've done before, they should have known before going in what they were dealing with. And, you know, the goal really should have been to have gotten this child to a hospital. And I think that if these people were hired by the family, they would have behaved with more caution. And they would have come in knowing exactly what the situation was.
I think it's a little strange because I've researched a little bit into Asperger's, and it doesn't usually, most children with Asperger's aren't violent, or people with Asperger's, it doesn't make you violent.
And ADD. Well, Asperger's is a continuum. Autism is a continuum. I mean, you know, you have high-functioning autism. Asperger's is a form of high-functioning autism. You have people that might be even borderline Asperger's. My co-host here is a good example. You've got people that are, they can't even communicate. They can't even speak.
Wait, did you just say Ian has autism?
Oh, Ian's got relationship issues.
I'm sure we all have a little autism.
I don't know what that means.
I think we're all weird. I agree.
I don't know. It's an umbrella term, and it seems
it
like,
is.
Yeah, they just, I'm sure if any one of us went to a psychiatrist or a psychologist and said, I think I might have autism, here are my, here are my symptoms, they'd be like, yep, you have a little bit of autism.
I went for ADD. A girlfriend was pushing me to go to the doctor for ADD one time. I went in, a psychiatrist gave me a prescription for something. I don't even know what it was. First visit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Here,
yeah,
take this, kid.
I took that stuff for 3 days, and I'm like, if this is what the real world is like, I'm not interested. I was
really
foggy.
All right, 855-453, the toll-free number. More about this shooting here in moments, and how would it have been handled if we had market police? It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and archives are included. You can go and download as much as you would like. Going all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com plus the Bitcoin. You can contribute to Free Talk Live with the Bitcoin with our tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get more information about that and how to do it. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you want to learn more about Bitcoins, you can go to weusecoins.com. And if you want to get some Bitcoins,
crypto exchange. The other banner is at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. They've got 24-hour customer services. All you have to do is click the live support link at the top. It's crypto exchange, and you can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
The officers in the case that we're talking about here, the 15-year-old autistic boy shot to death in his basement for ostensibly rushing at a police officer with an alleged butter knife, shot to death. The two officers are on paid administrative leave pending the investigation, which, of course, the police are already defending them in this case, so I'm pretty sure the investigation is going to come up that the police are completely innocent. And that they'll get put back on the streets very soon in order so they can shoot someone else. According to an expert on autism, Louis Krauss, a professor and section chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at Rush University Medical Center, he questioned whether deadly force was necessary in this case and said that they should have known what they were dealing with. They've been to this house a dozen times almost before. They've had to deal with the same boy in, you know, similar situations.
You think the family would, come up with a system? I mean, you know, for one, I can tell you that, this seems like a family that's using the services of the police far too often, in my opinion.
Yeah, that seems weird. My son freaks out, so we just call the police. The police come in and tase him, or what did they say they usually use?
They said they have tased him in the past. He may or may not always be to the point where he needs to be subdued. But they're clearly using the police for kind of medical purposes in this case.
If you call people with guns to take care of your problems, they may use the guns to take care of their problems.
That's
why. If you call a carpenter about your problem, he may use a hammer to fix your problem.
Right.
If you call a logger to fix your problem, he may use a chainsaw to fix your problem. I mean, I don't understand. This is some really bad choices all the way through, it seems like.
No doubt about it. We know better than to call the police, but we've read story after story after story. A lot of people don't know better than to call the police. They believe that they pay for a service and that the police are out there to help people. And that they can call the police to assist them in a situation.
I think that the police are out there to help people. They just don't have responsibility for their actions.
They don't.
If a carpenter was called and he hit this kid in the head with a hammer, he would be liable. If a private security agency was called and they, instead of tasering this kid or tackling him or whatever, they pulled a gun and shot him in his kitchen for holding a butter knife, and I don't know for certain, I want to see this knife, first off. Is this kid so crazy he picked up a butter knife against a cop and cut his wrist, his arm with it?
The police claim he cut through the officer's clothing.
Yeah, and butter knives don't do that. I'm really...
But cops lie, too, so they could have just cut the clothing.
So do normal people. I think that, I want to see video. I want to see something about this. I'm concerned about what I'm hearing here. But
I think it's a little...
I'm unsurprised.
I think it's a little... strange to hold the child somehow responsible, just Mark, because, I mean, for one thing, they're claiming that he has some kind of mental disorder. I don't know. I would have to, like, I guess I can't meet him now, but, who knows what's going on with this kid, but when children, you have a child, and
this
I know
14.
That Jack probably doesn't freak out. Maybe he will when he's older.
Okay.
But
this is a young man, okay?
Right. But, you know, if he is if he's not very good at handling when he gets upset and he lashes out and freaks out, and this is how he's been acting in the past, and in the past his parents call the police and then they use something on him that hurts really bad and puts him out, then that's what he's trying to avoid.
Right. And in fact, what you just brought up addresses what the expert here on autism has to say next. He says, what we know is that when they, meaning autistic children, get anxious, probably more commonly than the typical person when they... By the way, CBS News' copy editing is the worst I have ever seen of mainstream media. I am having to edit out some of these mistakes that their copy editors make. They copy paragraphs more than once. There's words that shouldn't be in there. The actual copy says here, probably more commonly than they typical person when they get anxious. They
Indeed.
Might... Yeah. They might lash out, not with the intention of doing harm, but simply because of how frightened they are. Now, who listening to this radio show has ever felt frightened or intimidated by a police officer?
Sure.
Now, take that and amplify it times 10 or whatever, because you're an autistic boy and you don't really understand maybe exactly what's going on, and that there's these men there and they look pretty intimidating. They're standing with their arms on their hips, and, the cops are not necessarily going to show up at a scene like this and be the most compassionate, helpful people.
Well, one thing's for certain, you cannot beat mental illness out of somebody. I mean, I understand getting frustrated. I understand getting frustrated when dealing with somebody who has mental health issues. Issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, frankly, that we all have mental health issues. But you simply cannot beat them out of people. And the idea that the parents kept calling the police to take care of this really bothers me. I mean, it sounds to me, 10 calls, was it, in the last year?
Since 2010.
This kid needed to be in a home.
In
Maybe
a home?
So, Mark. Maybe so. I don't know if that means they can afford a home.
Or
I don't know.
They need to buy their own taser. If they think that tasing the kid is the way to deal with the problem, then buy your own taser.
Yeah, but then what? Then you're liable for child abuse or something like that.
What if all his problems with his mental health derive from his parents' treatment of him in the first place?
Apparently,
I don't know.
That will not be an issue anymore.
I mean, that's just speculation.
It's
but
a speculation.
It seems like parents' treatment of their kids can end up in this kind of, like, weird mental health state of unease.
Who knows what really is going on with this family and what was going on behind closed doors. But I get what you're saying, Mark. But on the other hand, I also understand why people wouldn't want to necessarily deal with a situation like that, because they've probably heard the stories of parents trying to discipline their children and being punished for it by the system. So maybe they figured, well, since it's too risky for us to do something here, let's just call the police in and hope that they handle the situation. And previous iterations with the police release had resulted in the child being alive. So they had, you know, previous experience that probably led them to believe that if they just called the cops, they're going to show up and, you know, taser their son, and then they wouldn't be liable for the tasering, and the cops certainly wouldn't be liable, and their son would be all right, and they'd move on. You know, it was 10 times over. It's basically at least a year, if not two. And so I agree with you, Mark. Yeah, there would have been a better way to handle this, but maybe they didn't see that path. Maybe they're not aware of it.
But then why are the cops responsible for their actions? If the parents aren't responsible for their actions, they are the front line in
the
this.
The cops are responsible for killing this boy. They're the ones that pulled the trigger.
The
of course
parents
that's why.
Called people with guns to solve their problems.
I get it, Mark, but maybe they didn't know who else they could call. Plus, when you call 911, you can't exactly tell them, no, no, don't bring the cops, just send the ambulance. They'll send them all.
Did they send the ambulance?
It wasn't made clear. But there were several cops that that had shown up in this particular case. Now, let's look real quick at the idea of what to do or how this would be different in a marketplace situation. Well, in a marketplace, you would presumably have different providers of service. And one of those service providers may have some sort of a mental health division where they have people on who are professionals at handling situations like this, where if you've got an autistic child or somebody who's similar to this, you can call these folks and they will send people who know what the hell they're doing rather than some schmoes that just got out of the police academy or, you know, have been used to dealing with drunks and people like that their whole careers. You get people that show up that are coming from a point of compassion rather than a point of compliance. And you have them arrive on the scene with the tools that they will be necessary to handle that situation. So the maximum level of force they could use would be a taser or something like that. They wouldn't even have a gun on them. I doubt they would even need it.
I see it like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this show, but have you ever watched The Dog Whisperer?
I have not.
Caesar.
Yes.
And he comes in, and people have these crazy dogs that try to bite people.
Yeah.
And they're just
unhinged.
It's like other people would just shoot the dog. He comes in, and not only does the dog act differently because of the way he reacts towards it, he totally changes the way, like, every, I know that children are not dogs, but what I'm saying
well,
is,
I think that there's behavioral issues. I think that there's a lot of comparison
could,
between pets and children.
They could teach the parents how to deal with their children, as opposed to just coming in and fixing the problem and say, call us in a week when he does it again.
Yeah. Great point.
Nanny does the same thing. There's the super nanny. The super nanny does the same thing with kids to some extent.
Great point to, you know, help educate these parents as to ways to handle this, whereas instead the cops just show up, take the kid and you know, move on. 855-453, but now he's dead, and likely no one will be held responsible.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.